Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel enjoys clear skies and warm temperatures across major cities. Tel Aviv expects sunny weather, while Jerusalem will see mild conditions. Haifa, too, has a pleasant day ahead. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF has killed a Hezbollah operative who surfaced from a tunnel in South Lebanon earlier today. Also, Walla reports that former President Trump claims Tehran agreed to nearly all U.S. demands in the Strait of Hormuz negotiations earlier this hour. Also this hour, Ynet reveals that the U.S. feared Israel might target Iranian negotiators during peace talks earlier today. Separately, according to Israel Hayom, the U.S. has warned Iran of potential Israeli plans to target key officials involved in the negotiations. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that a bombing near the Palace of Justice in Syria has left multiple casualties. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 reports, just under an hour ago, that 8 pro-Palestinian students in Michigan face severe charges for a plot against pro-Israel residents. New Lines magazine highlights a recent explosion in Syria, with ongoing speculations about the responsible parties, as reported by their correspondent on the scene. Visegrad 24 shares tragic stories from Europe involving violent incidents linked to migrant gangs, reminding us of broader social tensions. Let's go deeper. Starting with the incident in Lebanon, the Times of Israel details that the IDF targeted a Hezbollah operative who posed an immediate threat after emerging from a tunnel. This operation was part of ongoing tensions along the border, highlighting the fragile security situation and potential for escalation. Turning to U.S.-Iran negotiations, Walla reports optimism from former President Trump regarding Tehran's compliance with U.S. demands. This development could ease tensions in the Strait of Hormuz, a critical maritime route for global shipping. Meanwhile, Ynet and Israel Hayom both cover concerns about Israeli threats to Iranian officials during peace talks. The New York Times outlines fears of potential Israeli actions against key Iranian figures. This underscores the delicate balance of diplomacy in the region and the high stakes involved. Finally, in Syria, I-24 News reports on a bombing near the Palace of Justice. The attack has resulted in numerous casualties, adding to the ongoing instability in the region. This highlights the persistent threat of violence in the Syrian capital. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Nexar and Noto have merged to form a global AI company focusing on driving systems using extensive real-world data. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights discussions on the potential privatization of Katsa next year, with government leaders considering future projects. And finally, Walla Business covers Naftali Bennett's promise to save families money by challenging major Israeli monopolies, aiming to open up the market and reduce costs. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.